It's 7:45 on a Saturday. Time once again for a wine chat with our friend Jack Farrell from Haskell's. And Jack, in your honor, we have called it at our house Jack Farrell's Thanksgiving Turkey Shepherd's Pie Night. It's kind of a long title, but...
It's a long title, but it fits it aptly. Before I get into that,
sure.
That's what I'm going to talk about today, is what wines to have with leftovers. I thought I'd finish my report on Bone. As if you'll recall, last week I called in from the tiny little town of Bone, France, which is headquarters for Burgundy in France. I mean, that's where all the Burgundy is grown, and this is the capital of the entire Côte d'Or, which translates Golden Slope. And the reason they call it the Golden Slope is you'd have to be there when I'm there in the fall, when those vineyards all turn, the leaves turn bright gold, and it does look like just hills of solid gold, and thus the name the Côte d'Or. And the Côte d'Or is divided into Côte de Beaune as southern and Côte de Nuit in the north. And they all come together in on the third Sunday of November to have an auction. And the auction originally was started in the 14th century by a tax collector for one of the Dukes of Burgundy to create money for a charity hospital. And it was again resuscitated about 110 years ago as a good way to sell their wine and get it propagated around the globe. And I'm very, very happy to report that the vintage 2017 is really what we in the trade call for a blessed vintage. It is delicious. It's forthright. It isn't going to require a lot of years to mature. It's going to be ready to drink as soon as it's bottled, and it's very, very good. And the good news is the auction prices, because of the surplus, they had over 750 barrels to auction off, which is a tremendous amount. That's over 28% more barrels than they had last year. The crop itself is up about 20%, 17 to 20% therein, and that's about what the prices dropped, 17 to 20%. So there's good news. Now, those price drops won't become effective for a couple of years till they start selling the 17. They'll become effective as soon as the 17 start to fill the pipeline, which will be sometime late next year. But it's good news for the entire wine trade and for consumers as well. There's lots of wine. It's very, very good. And it's a terrific vintage, and it was interesting for me because it's my 47th vintage in Burgundy and my 43rd vintage at the auction. In fact, I got a very nice salute from the people that I guess I'm so old, I'm the oldest one there. But I think it's important to go to these things so you know exactly what the kind of wine negotiants, etc., are selling. And believe me, when you've been there and tasted the wine, it's a lot harder to send you something else, which wine merchants very often do. You'll say, well, I'd like to buy some of that, and they mix the good and the bad. When you're there personally, that rarely happens, and that's mainly the reason I go. And plus now, having gone so long, I've made a lot of friends there, and we have a glorious 4 or 5 days, and then we're back home in time for Thanksgiving and Nouveau Beaujolais. And as Denny started out, many years ago, the Farrell family had a contest on what to do with leftovers from Thanksgiving. And all four of my sons and their wives whipped up fabulous dishes, turkey tetrazzini, turkey au gratin, turkey wild rice soup, etc. But the one that won hands down was my son Ted's wife, Laura. She came up with shepherd's pie. And all shepherd's pie is at the bottom you put the turkey or the stuffing, and then you layer the other one, whether it's turkey or stuffing. Secondly, cover the entire thing with mashed potatoes, and then you pour gravy on the top, put it in the oven at about 350 for about 25 minutes, and I'm telling you, very often it tastes better the second day or the third day than it did the day you had your feast. And that's often true with a lot of the leftover turkeys. I'm sure as we speak now, there's thousands upon thousands of people out there that have all sorts of turkey in their refrigerator and all the side fixings and wonder what they're going to do with all of that. We had a turkey cranberry ragu a few years ago, which was very interesting. And no matter what you do, say you make that shepherd's pie, you still have the turkey carcass left over. And that turkey carcass, in my opinion, makes fabulous soup. And if you make turkey wild rice soup, you really can't go wrong. If you want to cheat a little bit, just put chicken broth in and cook that carcass in chicken broth. However, you can make your own broth out of the carcass, but if you put a little chicken broth in there, it makes a much richer turkey soup, and you can have either turkey noodle or turkey wild rice soup, and it is absolutely delicious. Now, you might say, what are we going to have with that? Well, with turkey leftovers, it's kind of pretty much the same as with the turkey meal itself. I mention all the time Vouvray, which is Chenin Blanc grape from the Loire Valley. It's an easy, friendly wine. It's loved by everybody, and best of all, it's very inexpensive. Vouvray Voltaire, which is one of the very best there is only $12.99 a bottle. So you really can't beat it, and you can buy others for as little as $10 a bottle. But any Vouvray, they're always good, they're always fresh, they're soft, accessible, and it's very, very hard to find somebody who doesn't like Vouvray, believe me. I've been doing this a long time, and from the most sophisticated wine person to the rank novice, everybody enjoys Vouvray. Another good wine for that would be Riesling. Dr. Tanish, the people that own the very famous Bernkasteler Doctor, make a little straight Riesling. And the reason I bring them up is when somebody that owns a big, fancy property makes a little wine, generally it's better than all the other little wines. Here's a case with this Tanish Riesling. You know, you can buy lots and lots of Rieslings, but Tanish, putting their name on it, obviously wanted to be just a head and shoulders above everybody else. And, of course, at $12.99, hard to beat a bargain like that. Another wine that's liked by everybody and is a little drier than the Vouvray is a Macon Village. Now, this is 100% Chardonnay from southern Burgundy. Macon Village is right above Beaujolais. Beaujolais is no longer a part of Burgundy. It was in the Middle Ages, of course, but today it's a totally different wine region than Burgundy. It's outside of the Côte d'Or, and Macon Village is down in the very southern part of the Côte de Beaune, and the whole area is called Maconnaise, and it's all Chardonnay. It's a softer Chardonnay. It doesn't as astringent. It really is easy to like, easy to drink. You don't get those big oak Chardonnay. This is just a simple little wine. And if you want a Chardonnay with your turkey leftovers, I suggest Macon Village. You really can't go wrong. There's one, Veno, who's the grower, that's about $11. Tough to beat. Another, suppose you want to have red. Now, those are three whites would be very good with any kind of turkey leftovers, believe me. What about red? Well, a really nice go-to wine, frankly, is Beaujolais. Beaujolais, now, again, because these are leftovers, etc., it's a country kind of meal. You don't want a sophisticated Beaujolais like something from Moulin Avant or Bruy, which are the grand crus of Beaujolais. All you want is Beaujolais Village. It's soft, it's easy, it's available, it has a round finish, it's a very accessible wine. And for rates, straight two-core Beaujolais, again, under $12 a bottle, and the wine is absolutely delicious. Another possibility, of course, is Nouveau Beaujolais, which is a wonderful quaffing wine. We happen to be very good this vintage. It's inexpensive. It's under $9 a bottle. And Nouveau is lots of fun. When I was just in France last week, when we stopped in Paris before we came home overnight, every single wine shop had a big yellow banner, the Nouveau has arrived. And the Parisians take that very seriously. You know, Nouveau started out many, many years ago, before there were even trains back and forth to Paris. The growers would rush to bring the first barrel of the new wine to Paris and get it to the court so that the aristocrats would buy it and drink it and guarantee their money for the next year. And it became a race, whoever would get the first Beaujolais into Paris. And then, of course, again after World War II, they decided we'd try this another time. It was long after World War II, 20-some years later. They decided to reintroduce Nouveau Beaujolais, and the rest is history. It's been everywhere. In fact, I can remember talking to Charlie Boone about this many years ago. He and his wife, Carol, were in Singapore and had Nouveau Beaujolais on the third Thursday of November, because that's when it's released simultaneously all over the world. So it's kind of a fun wine. They say if you drink Nouveau Beaujolais in the year it's made, you'll have good luck all the following year. And I don't know whether it's true or not, but I've been drinking it a long time and haven't had much bad luck.
So. To me, I'll buy that.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah. The other wine I was going to suggest is this a lighter Pinot Noir. Here, the Oregon Pinot Noirs come into their own, I think. Something like Drouin's Cloud 9 is a very modest one. Second Growth is a little more expensive, but it's got a little more character. It will be delicious with leftovers. And there's one wine I have to tell you about. It's Marsanne. It's from Louis Latour, who's a famous négociant in Burgundy. It's a BOGO, which means you buy one, you get the second one free. Your net cost is $12.50. It's my go-to everyday Pinot Noir. It is hard to beat the wine. When you taste it, you'd swear you're drinking a $35 bottle of wine, and it's only $12. It is absolutely delicious, and it's certainly worth trying to have with leftovers. And when you have these wines with leftovers, believe me, they don't taste like leftovers. It tastes like a fine, exquisitely prepared meal. And, as I said when we started this out, I think very often that shepherd's pie is far better than the...
I think you're right, than the original meal.
Separate apart at the meal.
Well, I tell you what, all the good suggestions you have, Jack, not only food, but certainly the wines that go along with it, you'll find at Haskell's, who have been serving our CCO land area, family run for a lot of years.
Yes, and today, you know, is Saturday Small Business, local small business.
That's right.
Haskell's is a local company. We've been serving the Twin Cities for 84 years. We've been bringing wines and educating people. My predecessor, Fritzy Haskell, had people drinking wine when the rest of the country was drinking gin fizzes. People were learning to be sophisticated and drink table wine. So that's a lot of years' experience. And through those years, you build up great connections with suppliers and vendors. And that's the reason we always say Haskell's on wine is like sterling on silver. It's your guarantee of the finest wines available. And there's a Haskell's near you where you can save big dollars on these fine wines. Right now is our fabulous weekend sale, 20% off of all wines except BOGOs and Hot Values. Everything in the store is on sale today and tomorrow. 20% off. So stop in. Big savings. This is the time to stock up on those special wines that never go on sale, because we've got them all in tomorrow. There's a Haskell's near you. Haskell's in Bloomington, Chanhassen, Excelsior, Faribault. Our super cellar up in Maple Grove is not to be missed. Downtown Minneapolis, we have free parking. Haskell's in Plymouth, St. Paul's, Highland Village, Stillwater, White Bear Lake, and Woodbury, too. And if you can't come into Haskell's, go to Haskell's.com or go to WCCO.com/wine. It'll take you right to the Haskell's website. And remember, 20% off everything. This is the time to get that very special bottle of wine that always seemed a little pricey. A good time to fill up your cellars.
Excellent, Jack. Let's hope we talk next week.
I'm going to look forward to it.
Bye-bye.